Well, an umbrella seems more like winter time. And I think you'd find it used that way too, that if it's in the summertime, you carry a parasol through this section of the country, if you carry one.
What would you say the parts of a man's suit are?
Pants, vest, and coat. Mm-hmm. That'd be my...
And how about just ordinary things like this?
Well, those are just slacks.
What did your father use to hold up his pants?
Well, the old time expressions, galluses.
Is this what you said as a girl?
No. I'm just telling you that because I can't ever remember Dad wearing anything but a vest. And he might have one back there, but I mean that's the old expression anymore, is the suspenders or belt, but...
Mom, be sure you go home.
Yeah. Like Dr. Pryor does. Dr. Pryor wears galluses. He stopped me over in Elbert Peck one day and asked me, he said, where are the buttons? And I said, right over here, and I was talking to him. And he said he didn't make men's pants right anymore. They left the buttons off. And I said, well, what do you want buttons for? And he said, well, hold up these galluses. It was the first time I'd heard that expression in a long time, but he wears galluses and a belt too.
My dad used to do that, and the belt was that far from him.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Pryor, I think, wears his galluses, so he won't use his pants, but it's a big point.
What would you call those things that men would wear on their legs if they were going out riding in the winter?
Dad always wore, Dad just wore a riding boot, is all. I don't know. Or any other expression, I don't know.
If I had too much stuff in my pocket and it looked like that, you'd say it did what?
Well, I'd say clean out your pocket, you're bulging.
And if you got a dress and it fitted, and then you washed a thing and it was about three sizes too small, you'd
well,
say it had...
shrunk. I wouldn't dare say I'd gained it, but I'd say I'd shrunk. Shrunk.
What would you say old wheat had done if it didn't get enough moisture to mature, and instead of maturing got wrinkled and dry?
Wheat? Uh-huh. I'd just say, the wheat just dried up.
Dried up? How about peaches?
Well, they dried up too.
Any special term to show that the skin is all wrinkled? The skin is bigger than the inside?
No, to me it'd just be dried up.
Shriveled or swiveled or?
No, I've never used that expression.
And I don't know, it's not peaches, just dried up on the tree.
They just dried up on the tree.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I've ever heard.
What would you call a fancy cover for a bed?
Well, that's a bedspread.
Is this what it was when you were a girl?
As far back as I can remember.
Canopy?
Counterpane. Counterpane.
Counterpane.
That's enough, but you don't, the only time you ever hear,
yeah,
the only time you hear the word counterpane anymore is by a real old person. They'll spread up the counterpane. Go spread up the bed,
mm-hmm.
Spread up the counterpane.
But I can remember hearing it called that when I was supposed to buy it older.
No, because I can't ever remember.
It was always bedspread.
Bedspread, mm-hmm. Since I've known.